Morning. We are the Scott Staten family. I'm Becky and Scott
and Connor and Kai, and they're our grandchildren.
And actually, there are two things happening at the same time frame. We are doing children's prayers at the beginning of the services every week, and a few times a month. We're doing a children's moment. So we are doing both today. And the pastorate, I showed them these little bulletin lessons that I made up for Kingdom Kids, and they liked them, and they thought this would be a good thing to do for the family moment on you know, certain Sundays. So you should have one in your bulletin. And we did this in our shepherd group, and I think it went pretty well. And Ivan brought out the fact that we are all children. We are all children of God. John 3:1, do you want to read that one? John 3:1 says,
"Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God."
So we are all kids. And who is, when we talk about prayer, we want to think about who it is that we're praying to. And who is this King? Who is this Lord that we pray to? Sometimes I know I just rattle off a prayer and don't, you know, it's just going to the sky. But do I really think about who this King is? Who is this King? He has many, many names. Psalm 24:8 says, oh, I'm sorry, was that not the one you were reading? I'll read it. "Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. And he is our Father, and he wants his children to partner with him in the kingdom through prayer. Our prayers are very important in the kingdom. And we pray to the Father through the name of Jesus, our Father who art in heaven." And let's think about the names of Jesus. Who is Jesus?
Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
So if you look at the people in your row that are your family, and even if they are not your blood family, they are still your church family. Just spend just a few moments. If you don't know them, say hi. Welcome to the family. And then just brainstorm some of the names of Jesus. And you can find some hints on the back page. And kids, you should be really good at this. Ready, go. Who else is God other than Savior and God with us?
He's our shepherd.
Okay, I know we could go on and on. So when we pray for the service today, let's think about who this God is. He's a big, big God. When we pray for others, let's think about who this God is. The children in Kingdom Kids, go ahead and put that up, Ken. We brainstormed, and I put it out on the Facebook page in different places. I don't know if you can see this very well. But we brainstormed some of the different responsibilities in the congregation and things that we could pray for. And so, for instance, the pastor and his wife, good health and be led by God, and the congregation, understand, hearts changed, learn, listen, and ask questions. I thought that one was really good. So we're gonna pray for the congregation, but you can pray in your hearts also as we pray.
Thank you, God, for this day. I thank you that we can be here, and I thank you that we can come to you, and I thank you that we can be here at this service, and I pray that the service will go well, that you will give them the words to say, and I pray that the service will go well and the communion will go well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much. We praise your name. Lord, just ask that your presence would be guiding and directing, and that we would be in tune with your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care. In your pleasant pastures, feed us. For our use, thy folds prepare. Blessed Jesus, you have bought us, yours we are. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, yours we are. Favor, early let us do your will.
is my pleasure to welcome each of you here to the house of the Lord this morning. We have a tremendous opportunity this morning to meet our Heavenly Father and remember His Son. There are two in our number, that this is their first opportunity to receive the sacrament. And we will acknowledge that during our service. So be watching for that as we consider that as we continue in our worship. And whosoever ye receive shall believe in my name, and him will I freely forgive. For it is I that hath created them, and it is I that granteth unto him that believeth in the end a place at my right hand.
Bow with me. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can gather here this morning at this table. We're aware of your spirit this morning, which is rested upon those who have had the responsibilities for leading us to this time. We thank you for the music and for the words. Pray that each of us might humbly bow before you this morning as we would prepare ourselves to eat of this bread and drink of this wine, that we might truly be repentant, humble before thee, that we might be blessed, and we might arise cleansed and made new again. It's my prayer that we might each leave here this morning fresh and pure and made holy again. Thank you for your Son. And we pray this in his name, even Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
While everybody's getting ready for the offertory, I want to read a scripture. It comes from Psalms 8, starting in verse 3. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels and have crowned him with glory and honor. You made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. Our Lord and our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Here shortly, we have the opportunity to fulfill our covenant that we made to the Lord in the waters of baptism. Right now, we have the opportunity to participate temporally in his work. While we can never give back everything that he's given us, we can't repay it. He just asked for a small portion that we remember that we know where all of our blessings come from. Will those appointed to pick up the offering come forward? Our Lord and our God, we're so thankful for all the many blessings we have in our lives, both temporally and spiritually. I ask that you would bless the gifts that are given, whether they are time or money or commitments, that they would be consecrated for your service. Bless the givers that as we give, we fulfill our covenant with you and to acknowledge who you are in our lives. And I ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
And now, I, Moroni, bid farewell unto the Gentiles, yea, and also unto my brethren, whom I love, until we shall meet before the judgment seat of Christ, where all men shall know that my garments are not spotted with your blood. And then shall ye know that I have seen Jesus, and that he hath talked with me face to face, and that he told me in plain humility, even as a man telleth another in mine own language, concerning these things, and only a few that I have written, because of my weakness in writing. Isn't it interesting that the Creator of the world would spend time with Mormon in humility, talking to him face to face, explaining things to him in a way that he would understand them. And in turn, Mormon would explain them to us that we might know of those things that were of import to us, that we might remember Jesus Christ in a way that we could understand and recognize that as we come before our Heavenly Father today, to take a little bit of bread and a little bit of wine and remember our covenant with Him. To remember that we have little to offer but ourselves to Him in service. For anything that we have to offer is given to us. Anything we have to offer, it's given to us. And out of the love that our Savior has for you and for me, is that we might remember Him and realize the love that He has for us, that He would meet us face to face this morning. And as we take a little bit of bread and a little bit of wine, He would tell you to your face, I love you. And I paid for you. And I want you to respond to me and come to me. For you are mine. Those before you are your servants. And as they move among you, they are bringing you the body and the blood of your Savior. They are kneeling before you to give you a little bit of bread and a sip of wine, that you might take upon you again the Lord Jesus Christ, that you might take within you Him. And allow the Spirit of your Heavenly Father to have place, to have part, to dwell within you. So it's imperative, saints, to open your heart to the power of the Spirit that can dwell with you, if you would. You have the choice. You have the opportunity. It's before you. No one is stopping you but that person you looked in the mirror at this morning. So as you think of the things that would hinder you becoming a servant of your Heavenly Father, remember one thing. He comes to you this morning asking if you would but follow Him and recognize His love in you, His love for you, what He has given for you, that you might return to your Heavenly Father and be made whole and be made the person that you were created to be, knowing full well that the blessings that He has for each of you have yet to be fulfilled and can be fulfilled if you release yourself totally and completely to Him. And as a hymn that is listed in your bulletin is sung while we're seated, the man will uncover the Lord's body and blood before us, and we will proceed with our worship. Thank you.
Would you kneel as much as you are able before the altar as the prayer is offered over the bread? O God, the Eternal Father, we ask Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this bread to the souls of all those who partake of it, that they may eat in remembrance of the body of Thy Son, and witness unto Thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they are willing to take upon them the name of Thy Son, and always remember him and keep his commandments which he has given them, that they may always have his Spirit to be with them. Amen.
Shall we again bow as we face the altar for the blessing of the wine? O God, the eternal Father, we ask Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this wine to the souls of all those who drink of it, that they may do so in remembrance of the blood of Thy Son, which was shed for them, that they may witness unto Thee, O God, the eternal Father, that they will do always remember Him, that they may have His Spirit to be with them. Amen.
seen today in our acts of love and our deeds of faith. Speak, O Lord, and fulfill in us all your purposes for your glory. Teach us, Lord, full obedience, holy reverence, true humility. Test our thoughts and our attitudes in the radiance of your purity. Cause our faith
morning, everyone. I will say this is kind of nerve-wracking, and I promise I'll try to talk super slow, but no promises. I will say I never thought that the day would come where I'd be in front of so many people, just because coming from a church in Kirtland, we only had maybe 12 people, and everyone was family. And I mean family, not just church family. But I'm glad to be here. I'm glad that God brought me and my parents here to Missouri to be with everyone here and to bring his church back to this earth and show everyone that God is alive and he's with us every day. So I wanted to just share a couple testimonies and one of my favorite scriptures. So to go with one of my testimonies, I'm going to talk about how I came to be a deacon. When we have a church camp up in PA called Temple Grove. I know some of you guys have gone there. It's a wonderful camp. It's great. It's away from the world. And I was so bummed I couldn't go this past year? Or what's that? No, that was a couple months ago. But I was so upset that I couldn't go because I love that camp so much. I have so many friends there. And it's just a great time to be away from the world and just to open up and just listen to God, listen to what he has to tell, to share, to show, to help guide us and direct us. But I know a lot of people had good time there and everything. I know my parents went, and it was always a bummer. It was a bummer that I couldn't go, but hopefully next year I can go. But to go back to that, I had a dream there It was about 9 years ago. I had a dream with one of my favorite people that I used to go fishing there, Paul Edwards. It was a dream, but it felt so real. We were just out on the pond there, just fishing, and he looks over to me, and he says, God has a message for you. God has plans for you. He has something in store for you that he wants you to do, but I cannot tell what, because that is for him to share. And it was not much longer, a month or two later, that I was talked to about a calling. And I was just like, that's so strange, because I had a dream while at this camp that I was going to be called to some kind of position or whatever. But in hindsight, it's just that it happened, and I wasn't just dreaming it, just like any ordinary dream, that it actually happened, and I took it because I didn't want to wait around. I didn't want to pass up the opportunity to serve him or anything. So I was young when I did it, but I'm glad I did it because I got to be with more people, understand deeper parts of the church, and then coming here, being able to do this, being able to serve with everyone, and to be able to serve for you guys to help everything go well and everything to be as right as I can be, because I know I'm still learning and still I make mistakes, but that's why we're all here. So, but to move on, I wanted to talk about us moving to Missouri. I was one that was hesitant about going. I really didn't want to leave Ohio. I had so much friends, family there, and it was scary to think about moving 800 or so miles away. I didn't know what I was going to do with myself because I'm actually a very, very shy person. So before I was actually told that I was going to be doing this and everything, I would be in the background hiding behind walls or doors or whatever, because before this was even an option, before I was even talked to about, hey, do you want to speak in front of the church? I'm like, no, there's like 100+ people here. It's like, no, I'll do the offertory. I'll come up and do prayers here and there, but I'm running right back there. I don't like having eyes look at me and people be like, just don't look at them. Look at the ceiling. Look at the walls. Look around. Just be yourself. It's like being myself with me not being standing up in here talking to everyone. And then not only that, but knowing that there's people online watching. I don't know how everyone does it, but I'm sure they are just as nervous as me, but they're probably better at hiding it. I'll get there. But moving to Missouri was probably the biggest thing that I probably have done in my entire life so far, and I'm grateful I did it because there's only so much I could do up there, but being here in the center place, trying to draw those people here, I think is the greatest part I could be doing for my calling to being a deacon. It's because I'm trying to gather people, make them comfortable here, trying to understand what they like, what they don't like, and just getting to know everyone, because I'm sure there's tons of people here that don't know me, I don't know them, I'm terrible with names and faces and everything. And granted, maybe I'll come around and talk to people, other times I'm usually running out the door. But besides that factor, I'm glad and thankful that God was able to allow me and my parents to come here and to be with everyone here, and just that it was possible and that everyone was so wonderful and kind to help us out with the whole entire travel. So that was truly a blessing, because I never thought we could do it, because up in Ohio we were pinching and struggling and everything, and then we come here and everyone was just so open arms to help us with our finances, to help us with just understanding the ropes and the roads here. Because going from living there in small towns to coming here, like Independence is larger than the city and township I lived in up there. And I can't get over that. But I'm truly thankful to be here and to be able to serve with you guys. And to end this all, I just want to share my favorite scripture, which is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, which is, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." This scripture has been my favorite since I was little. It means so much to me, and I used to have a hat that had it and everything, and I wish I still had the hat. Don't know where it went to. I'll blame it on the move, because when we were moving, it was pretty much we had to downsize a lot, so some things got donated, other things we kept, and that was just kind of chaotic, but at least I still know the scripture. I still love the scripture, and it means so much to me. That the scripture tells me that God will renew my strength. He will keep me from falling and allow me to continue to walk so long as I am doing his will. He shall be there to give me what I need, to pursue what needs to be done, to prepare the people for his return. The wings of an eagle to me is to push on to a higher mark, to a higher ground. To not swoop down to the low and ends of the world, but to show that there is more to it all. To show that there is still hope, there is still a chance. We just have to push on and not let the worldly things get ahead of us. So I thank you guys all for allowing me to speak in front of you guys. And I hope you got a little bit out of this all. I know I try and have to, like, just talk about myself and everything, but I think that's where I really need to start off, because not a lot of you guys know me. I don't know you. But I hope to know more about you guys in the later days. Thank you.
Would you bow with me? Our dear Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful for the opportunity to be here. Thankful for the Spirit that has been here with us in this service. Thank you for the shared worship that we've enjoyed. Father, I pray and I uplift this body that is here this day. Not only those that are in attendance, but those in the circle of our relationships that we have and the influence that we have. Father, I pray that those that have needs would be blessed. I pray for those that we're remembering that have illness. I'd specifically like to pray for our brother Larry Kane and his family as he is battling cancer. And Father, we know there are those in our circles that have other needs. I pray for those that would feel lost, that they would have some direction. I pray, Father, that those that are weak, that they would gain strength. And Father, I pray that those that need a friend would find the love that we are called to share with them. So, Father, as we go forward, help us to remember that charge that you've given us, to take the things that we've learned and the experiences we've had in our relationship with you. Help us to take it to those that are weak and those that are lonely and those that are sick. And whatever the other needs are, help us to be able to reach out and lift one another up. So, Father, I'd pray a continued blessing on those that are here, that we would wake up every day with a desire and a firm commitment and an enthusiasm to share that message that you've given us, that it might remain fresh in our hearts, and that we would be enthusiastic as our brother Isaiah has been today in sharing his testimony, that we would share with those we come in contact with, and that they would be lifted up by that good spirit that we share here. So, Father, I can pray continually that you would watch over us, and that your spirit would be with each one. Help us to be found doing all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please bow your heads and your hearts with me in prayer. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Lord God, we are so thankful for your presence here this day, for the blessings of your Spirit, for the blessings of your Word, for the blessing of Jesus Christ, by whose life and blood we are atoned, that we may not seek and be in eternal damnation or death, but we might have everlasting life with you through the life and death and resurrection of our Savior and King. Go with us now, that we might seek your face in all we do. You would open our hearts and our minds and our lives unto you. Guide us, direct us, protect us, to be a witness unto this world, that your light might shine through our lives and our testimonies, and others' lives might be fulfilled. Be the wind under our wings, that we might soar unto thy high mark, and might glorify you in all our actions. These things I pray in Jesus' most holy name. Amen.
Let me go through our announcements quickly. I know all of you will join with me in thanking our brother for his courage in getting up in front of us today and the testimony he shared with us. It was uplifting for all of us. Thank you, brother. Tonight, first Sunday service will be here. It's going to be a campfire. Sister Sarah Smith is going to lead us, and there's going to be s'mores afterwards. So join us at 6 o'clock tonight for joint service, campfire behind the church. We've got a theme for Wednesday night. I want to thank Elsie for giving us a theme for Wednesday night's prayer service. This coming Wednesday night, the theme will be, What Miracles Has the Lord Performed in Your Life, Especially Recently? So we can, with that theme in mind, we can prepare for our prayer service on Wednesday evening. I invite you all to join us. Our numbers have been increasing in our prayer service, and it's been wonderful for us. Saturday, September the 10th, and Sunday the 11th is Women's Retreat at Odessa Hills. See the insert in your bulletin for details. Next Sunday, September the 11th, at 10, Living Hope will have our Sunday School promotion. All the youth will be honored, and students who will be promoted to the next level will be given a certificate. Come and join us at the beginning of song service to honor our kids. And just a quick note about that. I don't know that we've announced what we've asked Becky to take charge of, but there was a suggestion made at a priesthood meeting recently that the congregation would benefit from having our children pray for the congregation at the beginning of our worship services. And our sister has taken responsibility for that, and she's working our children up to that point. So we're starting with kind of family worship, where we get our kids involved, and ultimately we're going to have our young people praying for the congregation. I think it'll be wonderful for us. I thank Gary Hawley for that idea. Please, Monday, not this coming Monday, but Monday, September the 12th at 7 p.m. at Living Hope, we will have our first of several priesthood classes. I really invite the priesthood to join us. It's something I know the pastorate has had on their hearts for some time, and we're going to be joined by Missionary Branch and Outreach Branch. The class will be here. It will be taped and available for others afterwards. If you're priesthood, please join us at 7 o'clock on the 12th for that first class. Please take note of the green insert. There will be a concert at Zion's Ridge. This event will be Saturday, September the 17th at 5 o'clock. Music's going to be provided. Bring your own lawn chair, and food will be provided. We look forward to that. September the 18th, Sunday at 6 o'clock, 2023rd pastoral election will take place here. Please join us for that occasion, and so you have a voice in our next pastor for next year. At that business meeting, I want to notify you at this time, we're also going to be discussing the possibility of replacing our piano. It's over 100 years old. I know the women's department has tried to keep it on its feet, but some of the keys are given out on us, and I know Rhonda and the music department is looking for possible replacements for our piano, but we're going to have to, the congregation is going to have to agree to that, and we'll have to budget for that item. If you're nominating, by the way, if you're nominating somebody for pastor, please have spoken to that nominee before you come to the election on the 18th. Reminder to register for priesthood assembly in Kirtland. Details are on the insert in the bulletin. There are also copies of scriptural preparation book on the back table. Please take a look at the new priesthood schedule. If your name is on it and you can't perform, please find somebody that can take your place. And notify Paul Cornish and Don and Pete Peterson if you can't take care of your responsibility for one reason or another. Again, campfire tonight at 6 o'clock. Please join us. Next Saturday at 8 o'clock to noon, we're going to have a work day at the church. We're going to put the glass along here to keep our children safe. We're going to put glass over here to keep our children safe. You can see the glass. The glass is actually clear. That's a coating that's on there. But next Saturday, the hope is that we're going to work on some tree. We have a big tree down over here that we're going to have to cut down, and we're going to try and get the glass up to protect our children. Bill? So women are invited. Women and men are invited. Um, chairs, blankets. Yes, it's going to be out back out here. So, I mean, we've got chairs, but they're not real comfortable. You know, we've got the metal chairs downstairs. Birthdays. Nobody likes to miss their birthday. We've got three birthdays coming up this week. Gary Leibold, birthday is today. Dave McLean's birthday is Monday. And Brunetta's birthday is Friday. Who's? Thomas McLean's birthday was yesterday, so we got four birthdays to... Oh, we got more. Jeff? Zelda's is Thursday. Yeah, everybody stand up. We'll sing to you if you have a birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. God bless.